USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is meeting with members of Congress to hash out ways to address illegal immigration. Texas Democrat Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is pushing for investment in Central America.
Well thought out, profound investments that have long-term impacts in those countries to slow migration down.
The White House is requesting $4 billion from Congress to address the factors they say are forcing illegal immigrants to come north. Meantime, Republicans are still criticizing Harris for not visiting the U.S. border, or for President Biden considering it a crisis. The White House COVID response team is continuing to urge young people to roll up their sleeves. Andy Slavitt noting pandemic restrictions have been especially challenging for teens and young adults. He added that getting vaccinated has never been easier. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating cases of salmonella. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, Wendy King has the details.
The CDC is investigating 163 cases of salmonella in 43 states that are linked to chickens. They're warning people who have chicken coops that poultry does carry salmonella, even if the chickens are clean and healthy. They say everyone should know to always wash your hands after working with the birds or gathering the eggs. According to the CDC, always keep birds outside of your home and do not kiss or snuggle them because the germs can spread easily to your mouth.
Republican governors in 21 states have decided to cut off the federal supplement unemployment bonus of $300 per week because they say it's discouraging the jobless from looking for work. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is offering $300 bonuses to people who find employment. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Prepare to get a third coronavirus vaccination. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, telling Axios during a live stream that a booster shot will likely be needed within a year. Fauci adding that the vaccines are effective against COVID and the five strains for at least 6 months. Dr. Vin Gupta tells MSNBC,
there is no evidence right now at 6 months that you might need a booster at a year, or frankly at a year and a half after you get the shot. We know that at 6 months after you get the vaccine, in the case of Pfizer, that your antibody levels are through the roof and that you're protected against all the variants that exist to this day. So to say that at 9 months or at 12 months, as the Pfizer and the Moderna CEOs put out today, that you might need a booster is devoid of evidence. So I would encourage them, publish the evidence. If that is indeed the case, if the evidence is suggesting that that is the case, provide it so that our government can actually plan ahead. Right now, they're just putting it out there into the ether, and right now the evidence that exists, Brian, suggests we may not need a booster. So we need hard evidence before we start to speculate.
Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill into law that prevents school districts from mandating masks on students and staff. Iowa cities and counties, likewise, cannot create a mask mandate under the new law. Reynolds releasing a statement in part saying the state of Iowa is putting parents back in control of their child's education. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.